From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia Paper. The Hudson Common Council voted October 18th to delay giving the Galvin Foundation a tax break to restore the former community theater. The Galvin Foundation submitted its application for the tax exemption late, so an assessor turned down the exemption request. It turned out that the late submission was legally insufficient for denial, and Galvin challenged the rejection. While Common Council President Tom DiPietro warned on October 18, the council has very little authority to block the exemption, the full council agreed to delay voting on the tax break until November 15. Alderperson Dominic Moranti said, and I quote, "They failed to file the application on time. Why should we speed it up?" End quote. Alderperson Margaret Morris said, and I quote, "The attorneys should explain to us why it's nonprofit," end quote. Alderperson Muhammad Rani said, and I quote, "Galvin has a tendency to sit on nonprofits, buy it, take it off the tax rolls, and do nothing for 5 to 10 years, end quote. Richard Scalera, former Hudson mayor and current Fifth Ward supervisor, said Galvin plans to restore the theater for stage performances and events. The frame building adjacent to the old theater would lodge traveling performers and contain facilities like dressing rooms. He is a member of the Galvin Housing Resources Board. Alderperson Vicky Dascalotti said, and I quote, "The building is an absolute eyesore for our community and for visitors to it. I hope the developer makes good on his promise," end quote. Since Galvin purchased the building, signs of work on it have sporadically appeared, and in the past year, the theater underwent asbestos abatement. Editor's note, DiPietro is a WGXC on-air programmer. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Bard College is launching a scholarship program to support 60 Ukrainian students who are displaced under threat or unable to continue their education as the result of the Russian invasion. The program is for students impacted by the war and designed to allow those students to begin or continue their undergraduate education. They will be admitted to Bard College's main campus in Annandale-on-Hudson and its affiliate in New York City, Berlin, or Great Barrington, Massachusetts. While some students will be considered for the spring 2023 semester, the main start of the program will be with the fall 2023 semester. The terms of the scholarship will vary, but each will cover a minimum of full tuition. Housing and living stipends will be available on a case-by-case basis according to need. Scholarships will be for a minimum of 1 year with the possibility of renewal. The program is similar to previous Bard efforts to support refugees, scholars, and students. In the mid-1930s, the college gave refuge to distinguished writers, artists, intellectuals, and scientists fleeing Nazi Europe. In 1956, the school welcomed more than 300 Hungarian student refugees fleeing the Soviet invasion. In 2004, Bard helped bring more than 50 students from European Humanities University in Belarus. Bard College Berlin welcomed more than 50 displaced students through its program on international education for social change, most of them from Syria. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The town of Ulster and police officer Ralph Letair have been sued in a case alleging, and I quote, "assault and battery," end quote, of a passenger during a 2021 traffic stop on State Route 28. The legal action came to light in response to the paper's request for a record of complaints, lawsuits, and investigations and their outcomes involving Town of Ulster Police. The information was provided by the department this week and included the allegations against Letair and others in records dating from 2019 through 2022. The pending civil lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District on June 2, 2021 by Colm Martin of Kingston against Letair and the Town of Ulster. The case alleges a, and I quote, "completely unprovoked," end quote, "assault and battery," and I quote, "use of excessive force," end quote, against Martin by Letair. Martin is seeking $37.5 million in compensatory and punitive damages from Letaire, along with $5 million from the town. The complaint was filed by Russell Schindler on Martin's behalf, stating he was a passenger in a vehicle during a traffic stop when one of the officers involved noted that he smelled marijuana. Martin told the officer that he had smoked marijuana prior to getting into the car and possessed half of a marijuana cigarette. Martin was asked to toss the unlit joint out of the passenger window. He said he complied with the request, but Letaire then allegedly, and I quote, opened the passenger side door, reached inside the vehicle, grabbed Martin by his right arm, and violently pulled the plaintiff out of the vehicle and threw him to the ground, end quote. Martin says he sustained, and I quote, serious personal injuries, including but not limited to his head, neck, and both shoulders, end quote, as well as, and I quote, significant emotional distress, anxiety, and sleep disturbance, end quote. Berardi and Ulster Town Supervisor Jim Quigley said last week that because the matter remains in litigation, they were unable to discuss it. The Freeman is continuing to seek disciplinary records from the state police and is not alone in its effort to obtain police records. On July 1st, the New York Civil Liberties Union, with pro bono counsel from Latham and Watkins, filed suit against the New York State Police for its alleged refusal to comply with a similar request for disciplinary requests submitted by the organization. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.